Okay. This is the spot where he said to meet. Wow. This park is so beautiful. It's a shame I'm only here to study. I feel like I could just sit here and enjoy the atmosphere for hours. God. Why am I so nervous? I shouldn't be, right? I'm the student council president. The most respected person in the school. Which makes it all the more embarrassing that I need tutoring. Ugh, stupid science class. I just hope he's nice. Oh, that must be him. Hi there. Oh, nothing. Sorry. Nothing. It's nothing. I'm Bella. And you are? Nice to meet you. Shall we? Huh? Oh, no, nothing's wrong. Why do you ask? I'm acting weird. No, I'm not. I told you, everything's fine. Okay, I just didn't expect you to look like that, is all. But there's nothing wrong, it's just that when I think tutor, I think, you know, glasses, formal clothes, braces, not earrings, leather jackets, nice hair, big eyes. Anyways, let's not waste any time, huh? I'm on Unit 12 right now, the one about parallax angles. Right. Well, I'm stuck on this problem. I started by trying... Jeez. Those last few problems are brutal. Thanks for your help, though. I definitely would have never figured them out without you. No, no way. I'm just the worst at this stuff. Oh, don't say that. Clearly, I'm not even smart enough to understand basic trigonometry. People always say that to me. I know I'm the president of the student council. I know every teacher and every student on campus adores me. I'm proud of all that. I really am. I just wish that they could see me for me sometimes. They just know me as the teacher's pet, or the prodigy, or the golden child. The one everyone wishes they were, but knows they can never be. It really gets to me sometimes. I don't know if you know this, but I eat alone at lunch every day. All the other student council members leave to hang out with their friends. We talk to each other and work together every day, but outside of school, I'm a ghost to them. It's like they don't even realize I'm anyone else but who they see there. Ah, jeez. I'm so sorry for dragging on like that. I don't even know why I just said that to you. I just met you. I'll get out of your hair now. Sorry, again. Same time next week, we can meet here again. I really, really like this place. Oh, shit. I walked here. You're gonna have to give me a ride home. You walked too? Well, great. I guess we're stranded here until it lets up. At least we're under the cover of this gazebo. Or else we might have had to use our books as umbrellas. Huh? Yes, I said... yes, I said the S word. What about it? Hey, stop laughing. Ugh, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not some goody-two-shoes like you think I am. I said stop. And to think, I might have actually kind of liked you for a second. I mean, as a friend. Liked you as a friend, I meant.
Oh, God.
You really mean that? Well, thanks, I guess. I was being honest. I've never really been able to talk to someone else like this without them mentioning a single thing about school. It's refreshing. Why didn't you say anything, though? What? Wait, you didn't even know I was the student council president? How? What do you mean you don't care about school? Don't, like, only the top 5% of students get to be tutors? You must be, like, a genius. Huh. So you learned everything you know from outside school. That's pretty cool, actually. I wish... never mind. No, I just... I'm kind of jealous. I can't even imagine what it would be like to just not care about school at all. But I like the idea of it for some reason. Yeah. Now that you mention it, I guess school really is the biggest source of anxiety in my life. Hell, it's pretty much everything else in my life, too. I'm not even exaggerating. I can't even remember the last time I did something fun just because I wanted to, and nothing else. Hey, it's not sad. It's... no, it's pretty sad. Sorry for talking your ear off about my problems. Damn, I was really holding that in. You really don't mind? Promise? Thanks. Truly. You're actually pretty great. You know that? I'm kind of glad we got to talk to each other like this. I think I want to get to know you better. Would you sit with me at lunch tomorrow? I'll let you in the student council lounge as a guest. It has air conditioning and a microwave and even its own bathroom. And of course, there's a big table with comfy chairs. Even though I'm usually alone at it. We could sit at the couch, though. What am I saying? You should be spending lunch with your friends. I can't just pull you away. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. Huh? You eat lunch alone too? Okay, so you don't have friends at school. I guess I can believe that. But how do you not have a... you know? You know what? You know. Don't make me say it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. A girlfriend. Don't you have a girlfriend? What? No. How can that be? I'm surprised because you just have to. There's no way a smart, charming, handsome guy like you doesn't. Yeah, I admit that. You are, okay? You're welcome, I guess. Me? What do you mean, what about me? A boyfriend? No. No. I've never had anyone like that. Ever. You can probably guess why. I mean, sure, there are guys who probably like me. I am, well, you know, after all, that's worth a lot to some of them. But still, none of them would ever take me. I'm just too much for them. It would be like dating a celebrity to them. Plus, how can I tell who really likes me and who just wants clout? Sorry, again. I don't mean to keep boring you like this. How do you even put up with me? I would have told me to shut up a long time ago. I needed a good laugh. Yeah. I guess just being myself is better than pretending to be someone I'm not. That's what you do? That's really awesome, actually. No wonder you're so comfortable with yourself. I should be too? I don't know. I feel like that would really screw some things up. People always tell me to be strong and rigid, that I need to set a model. You're right. I shouldn't care what they want from me, but who am I without their image of me? I'm just a girl. Really? You really, really mean that? You really think I'm fine the way I am? That's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me. Oh, sorry again. God, I need to keep myself under control. I didn't know I'd be pouring my heart out to someone I just met today. But I'm glad. I wish I'd met you sooner. No, I'm serious. I've never felt this way about anyone before. You get me. I feel like you understand who I really am, and you just accept me. No questions asked, no judgment, no expectations. No, clearly it's not just being nice. I know plenty of nice people who are so far beyond them. It's almost like this is fate or something. Like I was supposed to meet you. I feel like I've been waiting for someone like you my whole life. Hey, screw the tutoring gig. Let's just hang out, the two of us, and do whatever we want. We'll be like each other's escape in the world. What do you say? Friends? Yeah, I guess you could call it that. No, I feel like we would be more than that. What do I mean? I mean, let's be at... Hey, the rain's stopping. Jeez, it feels like it's been ages since it started. I guess we kind of got lost in our own little world, huh? Well, we'd better start heading home, I guess. It's gotten pretty late. Alright then, it was really nice meeting you. Student Council Lounge tomorrow, remember? I keep my promises. Just tell them you've got my invite. I'll give them a call if they need confirmation. See you later, then. Yeah, bye. Oh, fuck it. Hey, wait. I... What? Huh? Again? What? God. I don't think I've ever felt this happy in my whole life. Yeah, about that thing I was gonna ask you. Yes, you will? Well, good. Noon sharp tomorrow. I already told you where. And that's from the student council president, so don't you forget. Soulmates. That's the word I was looking for earlier. Yeah, I know it's cliche, but it's the most real thing in the world to me. Thanks for the lesson, handsome.